Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Anything From My Point of View. How has your week been? Did you have a good one? I did. It's been really fun. Today is my last day at school before the winter break, which I'm really excited for because I think I really need like 2 weeks just to chill and stop stressing about homeworks. So it's gonna be amazing. But going back to stressing about homeworks and tests, I actually got back my math test this week, which I was really worried for, but I did so good and I'm so happy. And that's actually what I'm gonna be talking about today, success. Because I think that most people relate success to like getting an important job or becoming a millionaire. Like, those are successful people, and of course they are, but there are other ways in which someone can be successful. In my opinion, not everyone has the same idea of what a successful life is, and that is because living a successful life means achieving your goals, and not everyone has the same goals, so of course it's going to be different for everyone. One thing that successful people have in common, I think, is their positive mindset. Success comes from having a positive mindset, thinking you can do anything, and not getting frustrated when something doesn't go as planned, because you have to accept that there are things that you cannot control, and you have to like learn to work with what you have, and maybe just like control how you decide to deal with all these things that you cannot control. So yeah, the first rule to be successful is to have a positive mindset, to change from I can't do this to how do I learn this, from it's too hard to it's a new challenge, from I'm worried that I'll fail to I'm curious about what will happen. Because failure is also a huge part of success, because as everyone says, you learn from your mistakes, and as cliche as that sounds, it is true. I mean, we all learn from the things that we'd not do correctly, or when things don't turn out how we wanted, we can just retrace our steps and think of what we should have done different to obtain better results, right? And instead of like thinking I'm not good at this, just think about the ways in which you can improve and get better at doing that thing that you like in your mind it's too complicated for you to do. Does that make sense? Like, don't waste time saying I'm not good at it. Like, just try and improve. Another thing related to success, it's the importance of setting goals. Because if you don't have goals, you don't have anything that you need to achieve, right? So you don't get to be successful. I think it's very, very important to start with small things and just concentrate your energy on that, and then you start to make like set bigger goals. But I suggest that you start with small goals, because the thing is that sometimes when we start from zero with a huge goal, it takes us a lot of time to achieve it, and we like become impatient that we're not achieving it. Like, most of the times people will give up on what they want because they're not getting it fast enough, right? So it's also about being patient and like making that effort to get what you want, because it's not that you can just sit cross-legged in your room and just wait to become a millionaire. Like, oh, I want to become a millionaire. Like, yeah, that's your goal, but you have to do stuff to get there. So it's not just the goal, but also a plan for that to happen. How do you want to get that? How do you think you can achieve it? And always just be patient and trust that you get what you're working towards. The thing with success is that because many people have many different talents and things that they're better at, their achievements are going to be different than others. For instance, like doing well in an exam. I mean, there's like different dimensions of success, because for some people it's going to be a really small success, or they won't even see it as an achievement. But for other people who've spent a lot of time studying, and especially those who don't often do well and it doesn't come as easy school as others, it will be a huge success, and they're gonna be really excited and talking about it for a lot of time. So it's really important when working towards something not compare yourself to others, because there is going to be someone who doesn't have to work as hard as you to get that, but there's also someone out there who needs to work twice as hard as you to get to that same goal. So just like focus on your own path and just work and work hard to get what you want, and you'll get it. Just trust the process, and also enjoy the process of like working to get that goal. Because if you're only focused on what you will have, you're gonna get frustrated because you want it now. So just try to like have fun with it, and make sure that it's not a weight for you. Because when it becomes a weight, then you just have kind of a negative energy related to your goal, and in that way you're not gonna achieve it. And going back to frustration, which for me it's the biggest barrier we have to break through to achieve success. I think that because success comes from doing something consistently, sometimes when you get frustrated, you stop. So you'll only do it probably occasionally. So you kind of trick your mind into thinking that you're doing what you have to do to achieve your goal, but you're actually not, because you're doing it rarely. To obtain what you want, you have to work hard as often as you can. So please, like, I'm begging you, don't stop. Don't stop ever. Even if you think that it's a waste of time because you're not getting there yet, like, you'll get there eventually. And stop putting excuses and putting off what you have to do. Like, just do it. And like, choose to begin at some point, because the first step is always the hardest. But if you focus on the step in front of you instead of like the whole staircase which you have to go up to reach your goal, then it's always going to seem like it's endless. But if you focus on one step at a time, then it becomes easier. And I don't know, I mean, I think that if you don't change something you do daily, you won't change your life. I think that like the key to success is in your daily routine. Another thing that I've found really helpful is knowing that success goes hand in hand with self-confidence. Not the type of self-confidence that's like, oh, I'm really good at socializing and I really like myself. Like, not that type of self-confidence. More like just believing in yourself and what I've said at the beginning of this podcast. I mean, thinking that you can do anything you want and that you can achieve everything. That's the type of self-confidence that you need, and it's definitely key to success. And if you're like me, that you keep in mind a lot what other people say, you have to know that it doesn't matter. What they think does not matter, because most of the times they have no idea what your plan exactly is to achieve your goal. So they don't really know if you will achieve it or not. You just have to trust yourself. And instead of telling everyone like, oh, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that, like, just do it. Work hard in silence. And so, because like, in that way, no one can say anything. No one can give you their opinion, which you absolutely do not need. For me, what happens to me is that, like, I'll tell someone, I want to do this, and they open so many doubts in my head with what they say to me that I start to wonder if it will be possible for me to do that. Instead, when I don't tell anyone, I do it, and I do it in like 2 seconds. I mean, well, not really, but I do it a lot faster because I don't have any self-doubts, and that's great. So I suggest you just work in silence, and unless you actually need advice, like, I'm not saying don't share anything with anyone, like, definitely not, but there's no need for you to go around telling everyone your plans. Like, they don't need to know. You just show them. I mean, show them. And especially for those who say you're not gonna achieve this, you're not gonna be able to do that, like, just go ahead and prove them wrong. You can do it. You definitely can. I mean, anything that you want to do, you can do it. But keep in mind that if you want something that you've never had, you have to do something that you've never done. So, because it's something new, you have to have self-confidence that you'll be able to do that. And once you start believing in yourself, that's when the magic starts, honestly. I like to think about confidence as your body. The more you use it, like, the more you work out, the stronger it gets. So learn to be confident and use that confidence in your favor, because it does actually help you a lot. Okay, I have this question here that says, how do I overcome failure? First of all, you don't have to be afraid to fail. Like, more, be afraid not to try something. If you fail, it's what I've said before. I mean, failure helps you understand what parts of you are not that strong, and in those parts you have to work on a lot more. I think that failure is a really important part of being successful, because you learn, you just learn what things work for you, what things don't, and you know on which path to go through, right? So instead of being sad and getting depressed that you didn't achieve something that you wanted, just think that it's a turn in your path, okay? Like, you have to, it's time for you to choose left or right. And whichever one you choose, if you don't go through the right one, that's not the end of the path. So you can keep going, and you're always gonna make one wrong decision at least, because not everything is always perfect, and as I said before, there's things that you cannot control. So even if you do everything correctly, then something may not have worked out, and that's fine. You just have to trust that there's a reason why the way you were trying to get what you wanted did not work out. So maybe try to look for another way, but don't give up. Like, if you really want something, you will get it. You just have to work really hard. I think I've said that 1,000 times in 10 minutes, but it's honestly the truth. Like, that's just the truth. So just focus on your goal and don't look anywhere but ahead. And if you fail in the process, just get up and continue through another way. Because in that way, when you have another goal which is similar to that one, you'll know which way not to go, and you'll achieve things a lot faster once you learn what things are good for you and what things take you to another path. So let failure be something that you can learn from instead of seeing it as something bad. Another question says, how do I stop myself from focusing my life around success? I think that success does not define your self-worth, because, as I said before, success is not only the result, but also the journey of getting to that result, because you don't get what you wish for, you get what you work for. So all that work that you've invested is also part of being successful. And even if you haven't achieved something yet, you're still working to get it. So I wouldn't say that you have to focus your life around success, but more just enjoy the journey. Like, live your present life and your daily routine instead of thinking about how your life is gonna be once you get what you want. I think it's really important, because when you think about success, you think about the future. So maybe trying to stay present in today really helps you, like, concentrate on working towards it instead of directly wanting to have it in it. But also, kind of remember why you started to do all this hard work. Like, keep in mind your goal, but don't let that be the only thing that you see in your life. You don't have to be all the time working towards that. I mean, you can also just live your life. Just by spending some time daily working to get what you want, you'll achieve it. You don't have to put all of your energy into that, because I think that we have more than one goal at the same time. Like, we have many things that we need to achieve, and we'll achieve them at different points of our life, but we're all the time working towards that. So you're just going through different paths to get different things that you want, but all at the same time. Anyway, I don't think that focusing on success is a bad thing. I think it's really good, because you're just, like, creating that life that you want, and you're kind of, like, addicted to bettering yourself. So I don't think it's really that bad. But what I find that can be sometimes really heavy for people is when they don't let themselves fail. Like, they have to do everything absolutely perfect, and everything has to go just like they wanted, and everything has to turn out amazing. And sometimes it's not like that. So you have to learn to also let yourself fail. Even if what you're doing is not perfect, it doesn't mean that you're not going to be successful. Because at least for me, I think that consistency is more important than perfection. So maybe a lot of people like think that success means perfection, but like I've said in previous episodes, there's no such thing as perfection, so don't waste your time on that. And that is coming from a perfectionist person, and I'm telling you, it's not that important. Like, perfection is really not that important to achieve your goals. But yeah, I mean, just keep in mind that it's okay to have bad days and days in which maybe you're not really motivated, but those days will pass. I mean, the important thing with that is that you don't let them bring you down and stop you from doing what you like and what you're working towards. Because one day you'll look back to all of your work and you'll be proud that you didn't give up. So just keep going, like, you got this, you can do it. And you're gonna be so thankful that you didn't stop. Believe me, you're gonna be really thankful. Something that helps me keep myself motivated is to know that whatever happened that day, I did my best. I made it through the day, so I just take a deep breath and just keep going. Maybe things didn't work out for me on that specific day, but I tried my best, and that's all that matters. So appreciate doing your best. Be proud of the progress you've made, even if it's just a tiny little thing. Be proud of it, be thankful for it. And just remember to keep a positive mindset and concentrate on the things that you did correctly and that are helping you instead of the things that are holding you back, okay? That's really important for success. Anyway, guys, I hope you had fun with me today. I really enjoyed talking about this. Success is something I've been giving a lot of thought lately. I've been really thinking about what I want to do with my life because I only have 1 year left of school, so I don't know what I want to do, and there's that pressure that I put myself of being successful and having the perfect life that I have in my head. So I wanted to share a few things with you, give you some advice, which I should give myself, actually. But anyway, I love you all. Thank you so much for listening to me talk about everything. I really, really appreciate it. Really, guys, thank you. I love you all so much, and I hope you have an amazing weekend.